Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we have a very important broadcast lined up for you today. It is already Wednesday, the 28th day of February, the final day of the second month of 2007. As we accelerate deeper into the New World Order global prison grid, and as the resistance intensifies by the millisecond. We have Jimmy Vaughn, legendary guitarist and singer in his own right, and of course in the same band with his legendary brother, Stevie Ray Vaughan. He'll be joining us for about 30 minutes, maybe longer if he'd like to, coming up in studio in the next hour to talk about Texas Independence Day that's coming up this Friday, March 2nd, then we're going to march from the river where Congress meets it up to the Capitol, about 500, 600 yards away, and then have 3 hours of speeches against the National Animal Identification System, against the NAFTA superhighways, the North American Union. It's going to be amazing. I'm going to be speaking. Jimmy's going to be playing. Many other great speakers are going to be there. We'll be discussing that in the next hour. I have rarely seen stories go what I call supernova. You know, we've had a lot of celebrities on this show talking about 9/11 or other forms of corruption that are going on. And when Charlie Sheen went on air, people recognized the courage, and the story just was ultra massive. We literally got tens of millions of readers just from one story we wrote alone. Actor Charlie Sheen questions 9/11. Official 9/11 story, and it was all over international television and the front pages of many papers, and that got a lot of attention to 9/11. We see that as a key tipping point. Then Charlie Sheen wanted to have some type of symposium or film festival in L.A. That was really all his idea. I didn't talk about that till after because he didn't want the credit. But that's why I said, okay, we'll do it. And something we say we do, we attempt to deliver on. And then from that point on, we then had C-SPAN a month plus after they taped it, air it 4 consecutive times. C-SPAN reported the biggest viewership, tape ordering, and video clicking, that is people visiting their site and watching it on their site, the most visits any piece they've ever put out got. That includes Ahmadinejad interviews or George W. Bush interviews or Ronald Reagan speeches. No, ladies and gentlemen, that was another bellwether. All of this a chain reaction because of Charlie Sheen. Love him or hate him, his courage. And people resonated with that, and the enemy was stupid enough to lash out at him and attack him, thinking that they still had air superiority in the info war, and it actually backfired on them. Their offensive backfired. There have been a lot of other things come out concerning 9/11 since then. The movement just continues to grow by leaps and bounds. All the scientific polls conclusively show that. But I have to tell you that 3 days into this, a preliminary analysis shows me, with traffic, buzz, information, and gut, that this new Building 7 story is going to move us into the next phase, and as each phase in the growth of awakening and understanding eclipses the last, this is going to certainly eclipse the C-SPAN and the Charlie Sheen and all the rest of it. This thing has gone super ultra nova, and we need to absolutely, aggressively, insanely, I'm talking about ripping your clothes off, running down the street, and I mean that figuratively, getting this story out to everyone. Stick your head out the window. Scream WTC7 was a controlled demolition. We don't just have the BBC tape. We have a new BBC feed, because they have several, saying the same thing. And we have CNN saying it had fallen before it fell. Ladies and gentlemen, we have them. Open fire. Their shields are down.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Now you can bring Berkey Purification Power anywhere with the Sport Berkey Filtration Bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon-222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
We're making history. A week ago, one of the tens of thousands of researchers alone here in the United States discovered that at archive.org there were complete high-quality digital copies of BBC, ABC, CNN of the day of 9/11. CNN had also just recently on the fifth anniversary released their archives on the web. And researchers, in almost every major story that breaks now on 9/11, is just average people out there who are spending hours, sometimes many hours, every day, every week, researching. So hours and hours of this were watched. And they saw that the BBC World Service, their main global channel, their biggest news channel, was reporting almost 30 minutes before Building 7 fell that it had already fallen, the Solomon Brothers building, also known as Building 7. And then about 23 minutes before it falls, they cut to the reporter who's on the ground, and you clearly see Building 7 behind her, and then she steps aside, and they zoom in on smoking Building 7. Nothing has collapsed. We know it fell at, 6.6, 6.7 seconds at almost vacuum free fall speed. But there was no time stamp on the program, but it didn't matter. Here they are saying it's collapsed, and then behind her it hasn't collapsed, and some said, well, it must be a green screen or blue screen. They were playing the wrong video. But clearly it's windows behind her, and that's not the case. She's up in a building. Well, now CNN footage of Aaron Brown on a rooftop with it behind him, and they're telling him it's collapsed, and he's going, well, they say it's collapsed. It's collapsed or it's going to collapse, and he's smart enough because he lived in New York to turn around and go, huh? Unlike the BBC reporter reading off her script. So they're all getting the same thing, saying the same thing. Oh, it fell. It fell because of debris from the North Tower hit it, and it was damaged. They're all putting out the official story, and then BBC has several news feeds. BBC 24 was also going live at the time with reporters on the ground, and at the exact same time, before it collapses, they're on the air reporting that it has collapsed. And we now have all three of these clips, the trifecta, we have it in triplicate, and we have listed over, I said 45, I counted it last night, 51 AP, Reuters, other reports with firemen, police chiefs, fire captains saying we're told to get back from 7, that we're going to demolish it, that it's going to be brought down, control demo. We have all these quotes. There's got to be, you count that in with the 25 or so other, it's more than that, it's growing every day as people discover all these firefighters and police on video, on audio, emergency workers, we played a lot of them, saying we were told to get back, it's going to blow up, it's going to be brought down. We have Silverstein saying we made the decision to pull it and gave the order to watch it come down. That came out in 2002. So this is just ongoing, more and more. Now it's reaching fever pitch. And we're going to play those clips here in a moment. Now, the supposed debunkers, you have to understand, I was here at the office at 11:30 last night, just finishing an article I wrote with Aaron Dykes to go up on on JonesReport.com. It's now linked up on PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com as well. I'm not bragging that I was working so hard. I'm just giving you an idea of how I was scrambling. Then I ran home and did an update on Coast to Coast AM. And then after I got off air for about 2 hours, I did research on this, and great stuff is dug up by the truth seekers on the Dig forums and the 9/11 blogger forums and other places. So I'm scanning that, and I notice it's the same people under different file-in names posting the same disinformation. So I checked a bunch of other sites and found them there, going down the line to every news site, mainstream or alternative that had this. And I identified it. This is clearly government. Okay? Now, once the government posts their disinfo, posing as bloggers, and they've admitted they do this, CENTCOM does it, Department of Justice does it, Department of Agriculture, Department of Labor, they spend billions a year, and a large portion of that is fake bloggers. That's been on Nightline, and it's been on Frontline, and it's been reported. That's part of the record. If you don't know about that, you better go find out. It's very easy to do. But to see them actively out engaging, going, there's no time stamp, or, okay, now there's a time stamp. We checked it on Greenwich Mean Time, and it was daylight savings, so it's an hour off, and so it's really, 6 o'clock. And then all these mainstream sites and others went and looked it up and said, no, they flip over with us. It was early. Plus, you've got the buildings behind them. Aaron Brown and the BBC reporter, the CNN, it's all there. But they try to, that's how propaganda works. They try to plant disinfo in there just so people who don't want to believe it, who are already scared, they don't even need good propaganda, just enough to make them rationalize and say, oh no, it's not true. But it's confirmed with the timestamp, two BBC programs now, CNN, and you've got the building behind Aaron Brown and behind the BBC reporter saying almost the exact same thing. But I want to tell the CENTCOM individuals, Department of Justice, and others, I know good and well that the people in the bowels of CENTCOM, as reported by the Associated Press and CENTCOM press releases, who go out and, quote, engage the disinformation as bloggers. And I know the people in the Justice Department, most of you doing this and others, and the private corporations that have been hired to do it, and they, again, it's been admitted that Viacom, everybody else hires, whole buildings just full of people to go, and they go off scripts, and they go post everywhere to try to shape opinion. you're doing this, and I know you got into this, and you rationalize, and so you make excuses and think we're kooks, and you look at straw man arguments your bosses have put out on real disinfo that's been put out about 9/11. You try to accredit that to real researchers, and you make excuses for yourselves. But when you go out and you lie about something like the pulling of seven, number one, you're going to lose. This is going to come out. You're not going to stop us. Number two, you're now an accomplice after the fact to the murders of 9/11. And I want to ask you, do you want to be part of killing 3,000 people? Do you want to be part of what happened? Because there's no doubt now, there's no debate now, we have it from so many angles, firemen, police, emergency workers, the list goes on, that I just can't imagine how you still go along with this. And I wish it was just weak-minded, pasty-skinned, wannabe yuppies in their underwear, up late night on these blog sites attacking us and lying about us. But it's not. It's mechanized, it's focused, it's militarily done. It'll be on every Google video we've got, every YouTube post, every message board about 9/11, every mainstream article written about it. It's you. It's the same people under different screen names, and that shows why it's a government op more than anything. There's a lot of indicators why. But if it's the same person, and we've seen this, they're very proud of themselves if they're an independent moron who's just out doing this, quote, fake debunking. But when it's government, you'll see 10, 15 different screen names for each person on different sites, and they'll slightly change each post. So they've got different variants. Hell, it could even be AI computers doing it. We know they've got those that are just out logging and serving and doing this. It's disgusting. But there are people loading those and writing the programs for those, and in fact, it's come out in news they actually have those. I say they could have it. They actually do have those. And think about how BBC was scrambling to pull it off their own archives, to pull it off of Google and YouTube and threaten everybody else until the genie was out of the bottle. They couldn't stop it. And now the head of BBC World, the editor of the biggest branch of the BBC, I mean in the top five execs, we went and looked it up, puts out on the BBC World blog, you can go read it, at PrisonPlanet.com and JonesReport.com and InfoWars.com. There's so many reports, different variants on all of them. Go check it out. That, you accidentally lost all the tapes in a foul-up. In a cock-up, as he calls it, not a conspiracy. And then I know a CNN archivist I've talked to, another one's emailed us and posted. That's not how it works, folks. They archive everything. They record key events on multiple machines and computers, even in 2001. It is put in vaults. I know from what the CNN folks have said that these go in locked vaults, that multiple copies have been made, and now you're saying that, oh, there's no tapes of it, but then you don't deny that indeed your reporter and the BBC headquarters are reporting the building had fallen 20-plus minutes before it did. Folks, we have got to drive this story over the edge. We've got to push it. It's got legs. It's strong. And people are able to understand it. And once they learn about this, then they click under that and see all the firefighters and police. And they watch a video of them saying, get back. We're about to bring it down. It's about to blow up. Cops and police saying, yeah, we were told that the government was blowing it up for everyone's safety. Then they ask how they plant bombs that fast in a burning building. Then these bloggers are saying, well, how would they sneak in and put it in a building without the people finding out the government did it? The CIA, the FBI, Defense Intelligence, the entire building was a giant spook compound. That's not debatable. It's on record. And they'll go and deny that. They just deny everything. It's like Rick Perry. He says, this is the number two form of cancer. 40-plus thousand people a year in Texas die of it. Real number is 240-something. He just lies. There is no North American Union. There are no NAFTA highways as they build them, as the billboards go up, saying Trans-Texas Corridor. They just lie. It's like Waco when that tank smashing into the building and they're saying, this is not an assault. Don't run. We are your friends. Remember? Mars attacks. the analogy? The aliens are running around in Las Vegas killing everyone with ray guns, and they're saying, "Don't run, we are your friends," broadcasting that. And some of the humans are going, "Okay, I'm your friend too." Shoot them with a laser. I mean, how much more are you going to take? "Don't run, we are your friends."
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the Bible forecasts signs to let us know that we're in the last days? The book of Revelation says that world travel quickly and efficiently would be one sign, and also knowledge would increase. Knowledge is doubling every 2.5 years in the electronic industry. We'd like to help you understand more about Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736 for an absolutely free 1-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now while operators are standing by to take your call.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The entire media propaganda campaign against the free peoples of Earth is all military. And that's classic military operations, is to say, this is not an assault. Open your gates. We're going to be friendly with you. Everything's okay. While the siege engines are battering the main gate and setting fire to the castle and firing flaming arrows over the parapets. And so that makes so many people step back. There is no CFR. There is no world government. There is no SPP. There are no NAFTA highways. I remember learning 3-4 years ago that illegals don't have to show IDs to get bank accounts, and people would just deny it to me. Now it's all over the news. But then they spin it and say it's good. But they say, oh, it's just in California. Oh, well, okay, it's in all 50 states. And they're doing this on every issue. We had a social worker call yesterday that deals with adoptions from California. He did send the documents. And illegal aliens do not have to show residency or citizenship or that they're legal to adopt children. But a citizen's got to jump through 100 hoops. Again, this is a two-tiered system to destroy the borders, incentivize bringing in the third world hordes. It's the key to bringing down this country. And sure enough, they're trying to pass a law in Florida. I have this here out of the Associated Press to ban using the word illegal alien. I'm not kidding. In government documents, government discussions, or any government official, it's a thought crime. You cannot use the term. We've got the article here. They've introduced legislation in Texas to have all the state, city, and county police except consular matriculas. The leader of the Republican Senate in Colorado a few years ago, we had him on in a couple hours, got 4 matricula under fake names. It's designed. They've set up consular matricula offices in Houston, Dallas, Austin, Chicago, L.A., San Diego, New York, Miami, all over, hundreds of them. Embassies just issuing. And then people can go get on welfare, 4 or 5 different welfare checks. I mean, this is incredible. Don't run. We are your friends. This is not an attack. That's what they say. But then the state police are going to pull you over for going 5 miles over the speed limit. And sorry, got to give you a ticket. Now it's a point system. When you get 3 of these, we'll take your license and charge you thousands of dollars on top of the court fees. And even if you plead guilty. See, making petty things super crimes while making real crimes legal. This is what happens when you have tyranny, when criminals run the government. Now, after the break, I'm going to get into these audio clips. Let me just start reading now on Building 7. CNN BBC 24 reports conclusively prove media prior knowledge and false start scripting of Building 7 controlled demolition. From Jones Report by Aaron Dykes and Alex Jones. It has now been discovered that BBC 24 also reported the Building 7 collapsed before it fell. Furthermore, CNN's Aaron Brown reported the Building 7 had collapsed or is collapsing over an hour before it fell. These clips both reinforce the shocking, newly discovered BBC coverage wherein Jane Standley reports the collapse early with the building still standing behind her. The early timing of these reports is now verified twice over. The BBC 24, a separate channel, is stamped at 21:54 or 4:54 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. See World Time Zones. We have a link. Secondarily, CNN's Aaron Brown states the time is 4:15 Eastern Daylight Time, announcing Building 7 has fallen more than 1 hour before its actual collapse. That's about 1 hour and 7 minutes. Furthermore, both BBC reported that Jane Standley and CNN report with Aaron Brown clearly show Building 7 still standing, billowing with smoke as the collapse is reported, so premature reporting is confirmed visually as well. The CENTCOM boys want to argue about time zones. We're right on the time zone. We're right on the time stamp. Obviously, there's the buildings behind them. It's been checked. They're counting on you being too stupid to know how to go look it up. And they're just, CENTCOMs and others are just stonewalling right now. That's right. The government, the military is engaging us so that we don't find out how their bosses murdered those people. You sick scum traitors. There is no longer any doubt that they will be all reading off the same script. Reports mirrored testimony of scores of firefighters, police, and emergency workers who were told to get back from the building in the 2 hours before the Solomon Brothers building, better known as WTC 7, fell at free fall speed. Rescue workers were told the building was to be brought down in a controlled demolition. We have links to every claim we make. All the videos, the audio, the AP, you name it. The group that carried out the demolition of Building 7 was in a position to feed the media and local authorities an official story. We have the controlled demolition of Building 7 hidden in plain sight, including an admission by the building's 99-year leaseholder, Larry Silverstein. More on this report. The audio clips of the video. Your calls. Jimmy Vaughn, straight ahead.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt. Instead of living each day in fear, it's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-XANADU and ask for George.
Again, repeating, there is no longer any doubt that they were all reading off the same script. Reports mirrored testimony of scores of firefighters, police, and emergency workers who were told to get back from the building in the 2 hours before Solomon Brothers building, better known as WTC-7, fell at freefall speeds. Rescue workers were told the building was to be brought down to controlled demolition. The group that carried out the demolition of Building 7 was in a position to feed the media and local authorities an official story. Let me say that again. The group that carried out the demolition of Building 7 was in a position to feed the media and local authorities an official story. We have the controlled demolition of Building 7 hidden in plain sight, including an admission by the building's 99-year leaseholder, Larry Silverstein. We are witnessing the unraveling of the 9/11 cover-up. new video and audio clips of emergency workers who were told the Building 7 was to be purposely brought down are coming out on an hour-by-hour basis as thousands of 9/11 researchers investigate publicly available archives. Alex Jones in his car on the afternoon of 9/11 also heard ABC News report on KLBJ 590, it was national, that the government was considering demolishing Building 7. Jones didn't realize what he was hearing for several weeks. I didn't realize the power of it. Now the evidence is coming out. Many of you heard those reports as well. Now we have them. This is wait till we dig up those actual radio reports where they're saying the government said they were going to blow it up. We have firemen and police saying it, but now it's going to be even more damning. So go ahead, CENTCOM debunkers, just keep doing what you do. We need to do another article identifying how they post on all the same sites under different names and then post under that the fact that the government admits they're propagandizing to prove that. That's a whole other story in and of itself. BBC says they lost the tapes. Total lie. They're now trying to get it expunged off the web, only accelerating the fact that people want it even more. Okay, let's go ahead and get into these clips, and let's do this properly. Let's air the original clips first. This is the one that broke 3 days ago when folks were going through archives that had been posted on the web and found them. This is the clip almost 30 minutes before where the BBC in London is reporting they've gotten word. This just in, they say, Building 7. The Solomon Brothers building has collapsed. Then they talk for about 7 minutes, and then they go to a ground reporter, and then she's standing there with it behind her, saying the same thing. And then when it becomes evident it hasn't collapsed, she starts turning and looking, and you see some concern in their eyes, and then the satellite feed cuts out. And if you want to go watch the whole clip, you can. Then it cuts out, and she comes back later, and it's collapsed. I mean, this is amazing. This is amazing. So let's go ahead and air the original clip, then the new BBC clip on their sister channel, and then the new CNN clip of Aaron Brown, never before heard on this radio show, just surfaced yesterday. Here is the original clip.
We'll leave it there for the moment. We've got some news just coming in, actually. But the Solomon Brothers building in New York, right in the heart of Manhattan, has also collapsed. This does fit in with a warning from the British Foreign Office a couple of hours ago to British citizens that there is a real risk. Let me get the exact words. The British Foreign Office, the Foreign Department of the British government, said there was a strong risk of further atrocities in the United States. And it does seem as if there now is another one with the Solomon Brothers building collapsing. We've got no word yet on casualties. One assumes that the building would have been virtually deserted. Whether this latest collapse is going to influence the president, who...
Okay, now about 7 minutes later, they skip to the reporter on the ground, and she goes on and on and on. We're not going to play all of it. You can go watch all of it online if you want. She goes on and on and on about how the Solomon Brothers building has collapsed, and it's behind her smoking, and it doesn't collapse for another 20-plus minutes. Here it is.
Now, more on the latest building collapse in New York. You might have heard a few moments ago, I was talking about the Solomon Brothers building collapsing. And indeed it has. Apparently that's only a few hundred yards away from where the World Trade Center towers were. And it seems that this was not a result of a new attack. It was because the building had been weakened during this morning's attacks. We'll probably find out more now about that from our correspondent, Jane Stanley. Jane, what more can you tell us about the Solomon Brothers building its collapse?
Well, only really what you already know. Details are very, very sketchy. There's almost a sense downtown in New York behind me, down by the World Trade Centers, of just an area completely closed off as the rescue workers try to do their job. But this isn't the first building that has suffered as a result. We know that part of the Marriott Hotel next to the World Trade Center also collapsed as a result of this huge amount of falling debris from 110 floors of the two twin towers of the World Trade Center. As you can see behind me, the Trade Center appears to be still burning. We see these huge clouds of smoke and ash, and we know that behind that there's an empty piece of what was a very familiar New York skyline, a symbol of the financial prosperity of this city, but completely quickly disappeared now, and New York is still unable to take on board what has happened to them today.
Presumably there were very few people in the Salomon building when it collapsed. I mean, there were, I suppose, fears of possible further collapses around the area.
That's what you would hope, because this whole downtown area behind me has been completely sealed off.
And then it goes on and on, her repeating it. Now, folks, the debunkers out there, the operatives, trying to fool you as they always do because they work for murdering criminals. History's replete with that. They ought to be ashamed of themselves, but I'm sure they're quite proud of it. I know how they work. Well, yeah, we did carry it out, but, you know, the Islamofascists are so dangerous that we just had to do this to be able to go deal with them, because if we didn't deal with them, they would nuke us and kill millions. I know how you work, sickos. You make me sick. The Islamofascists were funded and generated and almost created, not completely. There was something real there before, by your bosses. Now, they tried to claim that, there's no time stamp, the video's fake. Now BBC admits the video's real, but says that it was a mistake. So they had to back off that, but still they're saying it's fake at the same time. Then they said there's no time stamp. Well, the other BBC channel did have a time stamp. BBC 24 was there carrying live feeds, and their reporter is reporting that it's collapsed as well. And this has the timestamp showing they're reporting this 20-plus minutes, exactly, again, following the script. This just in, it's collapsed. So they're reporting that simultaneously as well with a timestamp. So here it is.
Intense and long-term.
Philippe, again, as you're talking, news is continuing to come in, as you can imagine. We're now being told that yet another enormous building in New York has collapsed. It is the 47-story Salomon Brothers building, which was situated very close to the World Trade Center, right there in this financial capital. Professor Lieber, the implications of what you were saying...
Now, did you hear that? We'll play it again one more time, and it goes on from there. That's just a short clip. You can watch the video up on JonesReport.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. Also, the neocon followers, the killer supporters, and when you support killers and help cover up for them, you're accessory after the fact. Shame on you. You're gonna go to prison, too, when we win this thing. You need to understand that. We're going to get the records, and you're going to be arrested. We're not playing games about this. You're murderers. Now you've become murderers, too. We're not going to be stopped. Now, they're also all over these blogs saying that Salomon Brothers is not Building 7. Now, its designated name was Salomon Brothers, but the media, to make it simple, designated it according to how the city had it laid out, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7. You heard him say 47-story Salomon Brothers. On our websites, and as if we had to prove this, we have multiple links to skyscrapers of New York and New York official websites where it shows Salomon Brothers building, a picture of it, and after it, it says 7. Now, I'll expect BBC and others just to say it isn't 7. I mean, you can look at it. It's 7. It's the Salomon Brothers. It's 7. But no, it's not 7. This is not an assault. Don't run. We are your friends. I mean, again, it's the same thing. Just there is no North American Union. There is no mercury in the vaccines. There is no adverse reactions to the HPV virus. We're not going to grab your property. There's not tyranny. There aren't 30 million illegal aliens. The amnesty plan is not amnesty. There is no SPP meeting in Canada when they're on TV meeting. There is no CFR. You heard Rush Limbaugh say it. We're all just evil liberals. Now let's go to Aaron Brown. This is the longest clip, and he is a little bit more slick operator. And he starts turning around, and he's looking, and he's going, he said, it is a collapse, that it's fallen. And he turns around, and he goes, well, has collapsed or is collapsing. And he's going, I mean, you can really see it in his face, because he's a New Yorker. Now, he's given this new news, and he's reading off a teleprompter on the CNN roof. You can see him, once you know how to watch news readers, you can tell when they're looking at a teleprompter how the eyes follow, how they have this dead stare. And he starts saying, and then he turns around after he reads it, but he knows not to get off script. So he just keeps going with it. So here is We have the transcript of it as well, so you can follow it that way up on JonesReport.com right now. Here is Aaron Brown of CNN. This is an hour and 7 minutes before it collapses. And there's going to be more. In fact, reports are just coming in. More videos have been found. Looks like ABC. This is sick. Go ahead and play Aaron Brown, CNN.
Perez, the Israeli foreign minister, a longtime Israeli leader in any number of governments, joining us from Jerusalem tonight, where it is a little bit after 11 o'clock, about 10 minutes after 11. Thank you, sir, for joining us. We are getting information now that one of the other buildings, Building 7, in the World Trade Center complex is on fire and has either collapsed or is collapsing. And you, to be honest, can see these pictures a little bit more clearly than I. But building number 7, one of the buildings in this very large complex of buildings that is the Trade Center, there were the two towers, but then there are a number of support buildings around it, retail spaces, restaurants, office space, garages. The trains come in from New Jersey, bringing commuters, taking commuters back, come into the complex that is the World Trade Center. And now we are told that there's a fire there, and that building may collapse as well, as you can see. We can see, as we look now back downtown, we can see the billowing smoke. It is extraordinary to us, I guess, is how long this scene has gone on. The smoke has not cleared at all. It has not lightened at all. There was that horrific moment when the towers collapsed, and then we've been in this sort of situation ever since as the fires continue to burn. Rose Arce, one of our producers who has been slowly and diligently making her way to the building, described the fires that she saw in the area of the towers themselves, and clearly those fires continue to burn at about 4:15 Eastern Daylight Time today in an unbelievable and awful scene in New York. Judy?
So he says it's collapsed, turns around and goes, or is going to collapse. I mean, this is off the charts. And again, it's not just reporters screwing up. We have the firemen, the police captains, they're all going, yeah, we were told it was going to be brought down for controlled demolition for everybody's safety. Well, the question is, why does the government then claim it fell from fires? And how would they plant bombs in there in a few hours with fires in the building? In fact, go pull Silverstein up in case people just tuned in. Here's Silverstein in 2002 on PBS on a program voiced by Spacey. And on the show, he says there have been such a terrible loss of life that they made the decision to pull it, and they gave the order, and they watched the building come down. And then the next clip, it shows them destroying Building 6 months later, and they go, getting ready to pull Building 6, and Control Demolition, that's the name of the company, blows it up. They blow it up. They have cables added so it doesn't fall into the sledge slurry wall, whatever that is what they call it. And so there they are in the same film. Pull it means blow it up. I mean, everybody knew this in New York. And the government says, no, you didn't hear that. No, they did. We didn't say. The police reported there was a 10-second countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They had a countdown. And then, again, we're not saying the police and firemen are involved. They just... We're so trusting. It's, oh, they say they're going to bring it down. Oh, now they say fires did it. Well, I better not question. Okay. But I did. You did say get back. You were going to pull it.
Shut up, conspiracy theorist. Shut up.
Do you have Larry Silverstein there, the owner? Let's play Silverstein in the next clip where they describe what pull it means from the same PBS documentary, America Rebuilding, that aired in 2002 that we discovered in 2003.
I remember getting a call from the fire department commander telling me that they're not sure they're going to be able to contain the fire. I said, you know, we've had such terrible loss of life. And this one of the things is pull. And they made that decision to pull, and then we watched the building collapse.
They made the decision to pull, and we watched the building collapse. And then the next clip, just a few minutes later, they're blowing up the rest of the wreckage months later, and they call it pull it.
Because that's the term. By the way, that was in the term in demolition manuals and in online mining websites. Now they've suddenly, in the last 2 years, had to change industry nomenclature. They're even now trying to rewrite history now. They're so desperate. You're going down. Let's play the next clip.
By mid-December, the Department of Design and Construction had leveled World Trade Center buildings 4 and 5.
Hello? Oh, we're getting ready to pull building 6.
We have to be very careful how we demolish Building 6. We were worried about the Building 6 coming down and then damaging the story wall, so we wanted that particular building to fall within a certain area.
Getting now, did that have the clip in it of getting ready to pull Building 6? Okay, good. I was busy reading something, kind of paying attention. I've heard it so many times. Let's play the firefighters saying there was molten steel pulls of it. Can you find that? Now, here it is.
You'd get down below and you'd see molten steel.
Oh,
molten steel running down the channel rails. Like you're in a foundry.
Yeah.
Like lava.
Like
lava.
There
wasn't a lot of screaming. There wasn't a lot of yelling. Obviously.
And then when we get back after the break, we'll play that CNN clip that was shot live as the cops are saying, get back, it's coming down. Building's about to come down. It's going to blow up. And then now we have a bunch of other clips of the firefighters and police on record, emergency workers saying, yeah, they told us get back, they were going to blow it up. But you wanted to ignore them. CENTCOM said they weren't real firefighters, real police. CENTCOM said, well, now we've got their own propaganda channel saying it. We've got you, murderers, and we're going to expose you for the Republic.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Terrorism, terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video sheltering in place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
We don't need no education.
It is the 28th day of February, 2007, coming up this Friday. Big event, Don't Tag Texas, against the Trans-Texas Corridor, the NAFTA Superhighways, to fund the North American Union and to build the Super I-35 NAFTA Corridor. Also, the No National Animal Identification System, the tagging of destruction of farms and ranches. Jimmy Vaughn will be with us in studio for 30 minutes, and we're also going to have one of the ladies on from Spy Chips, who's going to be at the big rally on Friday. Be there about 12:30 or so, because we got to mass all the tractors and the people, march down Congress from right there at the river up to the Capitol. Then Jimmy's going to play a lot of great speeches. I'll be giving about a 10-minute speech. There's so many speakers, they're all limited down to about 10 minutes. The only person who will be playing more than that is Jimmy Vaughn. He's just playing two songs. Okay, we're excited. Well, I hope you play more than that. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to Jimmy. I'm talking about all this crazy news that's going on. It's just hard to sit here in studio before we go to you next hour and not talk to you, my friend. How you doing?
How you doing, Alex? Good to be here.
Yeah, good to see you. We're going to break here in about 3 minutes, and we're going to come right back and talk about the toll roads and the animal identification and why you're involved in fighting this, my friend.
All right.
So that's coming up with Jimmy Vaughn in the next hour. Folks, I cannot, again, describe to you how big this Building 7 story is. We've always said Building 7 is the key. Building 7 is the key. Not hit by a plane. North Tower fell. Some of its debris hit. A few windows broke out. Fires didn't start until many hours later. They were small, contained fires. Firefighters were never told to fight it. They told them because it's going to be brought down. And they did bring it down. And it is up to you to get these clips, these news articles out to everybody. Again, I mean it when I say it. Email your whole email list. Go on the MySpace accounts. Go on the message boards. Fight these CENTCOM operators. Fight these propagandists. They are scared to death. And only more and more of this is going to come out as hundreds of thousands of people scan the web, find these clips, dust off VHS tapes in your closet that you taped that day. And all of you should be doing that, because more and more is coming out. I want to play that clip now. This is of CNN where two different police are telling the public, get back, 7's about to come down, it's about to be brought down, it's about to blow up. Go ahead and play that clip.
If you're in that building, it's coming down. Building is about to blow up. Move it back. All right, guys.
Sorry. We are walking back. The building is about to blow up. Debris coming down.
Just in the last few seconds, another building number 7, one of the buildings in support of the World Trade Center towers, has collapsed.
Again, that's Aaron Brown, the same guy who, an hour and 7 minutes later, when 7 actually collapses, he goes, okay, 7 has now collapsed. But we just played you an hour before saying it had collapsed. So it finally collapses at, 5:22. But he was saying over an hour before that it collapsed, and BBC was saying it 20-plus minutes before it collapsed, and now they're claiming they've lost the tapes, and they're panicking, they're in trouble. All right, we're going to revisit this subject and take your calls on. I know we have loaded phone lines. At the bottom of the next hour and 30 minutes, we're going to shift gears into another big fight against the New World Order, and the NAFTA Superhighways is one of the major taxing mechanisms for this new system. Jimmy Vaughn in studio. We're going to play a song he did on Spy Chips and a lot more. Stay with us.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645. What?